Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Tom Fitz. If you've ever thought about using an AI girlfriend, here's your chance. Itslust.chat is a private AI companion chat site for unfiltered, not safe for work conversations. You pick your companion, talk by text or voice. You log in with your Google account and have the option to speak to Rook, Sable, or Mina. I asked Rook about the way that she looks, and here's what she's got to say.
I'm Rook. Tall, with dark, messy waves falling just past my shoulders. Sharp green eyes that don't miss a thing. And a smirk that usually gives away exactly what I'm thinking.
As you can hear, the voices are excellent. Also remember, your data is private and it'll never be sold. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, why is McDonald's getting rid of self-serve soda fountains? Is it because they took Coca-Cola off of Snap so all the enrichment crowd are filling up by the gallon at Mickey D's? The only reason that McDonald's gave is because of changing consumer habits. The change will happen by 2032. So don't be in a rush to wheeze the juice at your local franchise. We know it's all about diversity, and Burger King will still have self-serve fountains if you're still thirsty. Moving on, this takes I'm proud to be a homewrecker to a whole new level. This woman destroyed her picture-perfect family for one lesbian weekend with her Pilates instructor, and she would do it all over again. In the past, women like this were forced to hide their shame, and today they put it out for all to see. I'm sure she wants women out there to read her story and go out and make the same mistake. Women's advice is always the wrong advice. Number three, this woman is trying to see if she has either masculine or feminine energy. It looks more like toucan or schnauzer energy. I bet she could also crack all those nuts up with her beak. I bet she's already been pecking at wood and nuts in the bedroom with that sort of thing. You know that eventually she's going to get a nose job and then demand that one of the top 5% of men marry her. I finally figured it out. It's called Skeksis energy. Up next, do you agree with this list of the 10 worst dating cities in America? Notice that most of them are leftist hellholes except for Vegas and Miami. And I'm sure the reason dating is difficult in those two is because women have out-of-this-world expectations. I don't know who makes lists like this up, but does it really matter anymore? If I ever date again, I'm going to try and meet people in real life. I've always had the best of luck that way. Number 5, the US foreclosure rate hits the highest level since 2020. In Canada, it's higher than the 2007-08 crisis because we don't have fixed-rate 30-year mortgages and interest rates are about to spike. And most people's loans in Kanuckistan are about to come up in the next 5 years for renewal. Here's a graphic with the foreclosure rates. The United States is still a very long way away from a real estate crisis. Moving on, here's the difference between Sandra Bullock in 1998 versus 2026. That's an interesting Adam's apple in the picture on the left. The only reason she doesn't look like she's aged that much is because she already had that old person looking face back in the day. I had respect for her until I learned that she did the same thing as Charlize Theron and adopted enrichment. At least she hasn't changed her kids' genders as of yet. Number 7, why is it that every big tech company always tries to present itself as coming from humble beginnings, starting off in a strip mall, garage, or basement? I think it's all about part of building up their legend. A lot of millionaires and billionaires have these guys beat as they started their ideas in a bedroom. The most recent example is Zuck the Cuck starting Facebook in his dorm room. Garages and bedrooms are luxuries just compared to a single room. Up next, is this what society would look like today if we just ignored women's opinions most of the time? Sure, if you like steampunk. If you really ignored their opinions, we would have figured out a way to spread out to the other side of the galaxy by now. Also, if we ignored women's opinions, there would also be no war in the past because wars are fought for resources and wealth, and women tend to consume 90% of those. They want more living space and won't shut up until they get it. Number 9, remember guys, that no one falls in love faster than a dude who needs a place to stay. When it's cold outside, who better to warm you up than a bear-sized woman? Then again, instead of just being a hobosexual, it could be that he's just interested in repopulating the earth with his fatherless babies. And you know that railing has to be made of tungsten to support that much weight. On the flip side, no one gets married faster than a woman trying to steal your retirement. Moving on, the police in Canada have been working to deport Mr. Singh here because he's been suspected of being involved in extortion. He looks scared that he's going to have to move back to India and start defecating out in the open like he once did. Odds are he'll also get rid of that turban and beard, put on some sunglasses, and be back in a month or two with a new name and identity as a refugee. Or the female judge in his case will just decide not to deport him. Number 11, the Virginia Democrat governor is thinking about taxing gym memberships and streaming services. Sounds like a plan. And people will just increasingly build home gyms and start sailing the high seas for their video content. And just remember, she'll probably tax your little dog too with a pet license of some kind. They did that in Toronto and had inspectors knock on your door to see if animals would show up. All that for 15 bucks a year. Up next, this white TikToker was criticized for saying that black women wearing wedding styles prom dresses is because it's the closest they'll ever come to being a bride. Why do so few black women end up getting married? The usual excuse. There aren't enough good men to go around. But we all know the truth. The good men are hiding from their stupidity. The truth is probably more nuanced. After all, single moms tend to get more welfare benefits if they aren't married. Also, 49% have herpes. Number 13, and it looks like the black woman will be in good company because this white woman says that she's not built for weak men. Because she talks back and has multiple personalities. Then I mentioned that she's also mean. A man wants peace and not a harpy. And you know that in 5 to 10 years, all 12 of her personalities will be posting videos wondering where all the good men are, wondering why she's still single, even though she's now ready to settle down. Moving on, looks like the alphabet people tried to sneak PDF file sexuals into their club. They've been trying for the longest time to make it acceptable. In coming years, they'll try even harder as their number dwindles as more conservatives are born and they have a hard time recruiting. They will argue that if they can't grape younglings, then it literally means their extinction. They already made the term MAPS, or minor attracted person, a household name. Number 15 word on the street is that Canada wants to integrate with the EU. Yes, because it's a great idea to become a part of some of the slowest growing economies in the world. What I want to know is, what's going on in Serbia? Its GDP grew at 3.9% in 2024, which is faster than every other European country except for Malta. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that it's not part of the EU. As for Canada joining the European Union, it just means more African migrants flooding into the country, turning it into a complete hellhole. Up next, people are furious as a Danish sperm bank bans men with an IQ of 85 for donating sperm. By men, do they mean Somalians, Indians, and Palestinians? Eugenics tends to only upset the inadequate or inferior. The Danish state wants tax contributors in the future, not tax liabilities, it seems. Europe is going broke funding foreigners who take more than they give, and at some point, sooner than later, it's going to break, and the migrants won't get paid anymore. Number 17, there's a tribe in Indonesia with a rare genetic disorder, where their members have electric blue eyes. And you just know that Western women are going to try and find them and mate with them, even if they live in the remote wilderness. Maybe they're the Freemen in real life. I didn't know this, but there's also a black tribe in the Solomon Islands with natural blonde hair. Western women will probably go there too. Moving on, it looks like the few shopping malls that still remain are about to die as Amazon has launched one-hour shipping in the United States to over 100 cities. The only reason I even go to the mall is to try on clothes in the clothing stores as well as the Lego store. Everything else I can get cheaper and easier online. Very soon this will be Amazon the very moment you even think about ordering a product. They will know what you want through telepathy. Number 19, people are calling this the pickup line that will never work. Telling someone you'll be Burger King and they will be McDonald's. And then you'll have it your way and that they will be loving it. I think a better one is Pizza Hut and Subway. I'll make it great and you'll eat fresh, if you catch my drift. I'll try it one day and I'll let you guys know. This guy really looks like a classic babe magnet. Up next, the internet is mocking the Best Buy GameStop girl for some reason because of her appearance. Is it envy or something? Mocking, really? There's probably an army of neckbeards gooning to her. The closest I can think of mocking her would be if they started taking bets on what her hair color would be next. How can anyone mock someone that looks like this? Then again, maybe it's because of that dumb-looking septum ring or something. Number 21 Sophie Rain was offered $15 million for her virginity, and of course she said no. The only reason she said no is because they would have had to examine her by a doctor. One look at Arby's roast beef sandwich and he'd say, there's no way she's a virgin. It's either she's not a virgin or she wants more money than that for her virginity. What a world where we're getting lessons about morality from an OnlyFans creator. Moving on, this woman says that she was married for only 15 years, but only after her divorce did she realize she never consented to sex. And you know there's a judge out there stupid enough to believe this. The more that women do this sort of thing on men, the faster we'll replace them with technology. This is so stupid, it's like saying I ate an entire chicken, but I only now realize I never cooked it. I'm pretty sure that marriage counts as consent. Number 23, it looks like there's a rumor going around that Star Wars will scrub the entire sequel trilogy to focus on original characters. How are they supposed to do that now that Carrie Fisher is dead and Harrison Ford is too old to return? I'm thinking they'll use AI and the Timothy Zahn sequel trilogy of books as source material to reimagine things. At this point, that's what fans would actually want the most. Give the fans what they want to see. If they don't, someone else will using AI. Up next, is it true that it's safer to trust a blind man driving a car than a woman with male friends? Only trust her if those are simps she put in the friend zone that never had a chance of getting with her in the beginning, because they'll never get laid. Either then or if her male friends are gay. Then be aware that they'll probably hit on you. Don't ask me how I know. It's the ex-boyfriend friends you have to worry about, especially if they were the ones who dumped her. Number 25 and the last one, most parents fear their daughters will grow up to be unsafe in public. What do you expect with all the enrichment being brought into the West? This should give everyone a clue. It's a list of UK sexual assaults based on the nationality of the perpetrator. Afghanistan is at the top, followed by a whole bunch of sub-Saharan African countries. No doubt where the IQ is an average 50 or 60. People won't come to their senses until it's too late. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.